The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
God bless you, beloved children. It is your teacher, Augustine. The abundance of God's love that comes in the circles of light is in direct correlation to your prayers and the longings of your soul. If you come to these prayers with a half-hearted attempt to be involved and part of this collective effort, then what you receive will reflect this attitude. But if you come with a fervency and a deep desire to receive the blessings of the Father's love, to open yourselves wide and purely longing for this gift, you shall receive a great inflowing of this love. The great example of the Pentecost, which Jesus' disciples received and experienced, was a reflection of the intensity of their prayers. And so such a blessing may come to any one of you, given this intensity and desire and longing. God does not restrict his love to anyone. In fact, God's fervent desire is that each and every soul may receive a great inflowing of his love, an inflowing to such a degree that all conditions that are not in harmony with this love within the soul may be eradicated and transformed by this gift. There is nothing to hold you from God's love other than the mediocrity of your mind, which is so often in control of your attitudes and your longings. For that which controls the flow of God's love is not God himself, but you and your mind. Indeed, in this world of yours, there is so much that will distract you and pull you away from this soulful, subtle place that is your soul longing. And so we encourage you almost daily now to pray fervently for this gift, to seek with all your heart and all your soul this blessing from God, so that you may be empowered to know God and to know your own true self to such a deep and complete way that there within you will reside a well of truth and joy and love, that you may access at any time, that you may carry with you at all times, that the influence of this accumulated blessing will affect not only you and your thoughts and your deeds and motivations, but all around you. Empowering a light that is bright, that brings with it a touch of God into the lives of those around you and into your own conscious self. This blessing of God's love will bring many things to you, as we have told you so often. It is the greatest catalyst to bring change and harmony to any soul. And given the power of the collective souls blessed mightily with this love, it can be a catalyst to change the world. And so we nurture you along this path in hopes that together you may create such a force of fission amongst your souls, creating a reactive core of love, that you may be that igniting factor that will change the world. This potential is within you all. This possibility of changing the course of humanity towards greater light and truth and love. It resides within you, continues to grow, and will in time fuse with others, creating this core of extraordinary power and light and glory, which is God's own essence, His divine love expressed in the world. So continue, beloved souls, continue in your prayers and your times together, with the hope that one day the great revelatory experience of cascading love flowing into all of your souls to such an extent that you will bring the power of transformation into a world so in need of such a gift. And once this critical point has been reached, the power of the influence of this love, the power and the glory of this love, will readily reach many souls and ignite an intense longing within them. And when this happens, you will be there to embrace these longing souls, to show the way to God and the way to their soul's redemption and love. May God bless you upon this journey, beloved souls, and may we all gather together to ignite the bonfire of love in the world in order to warm many hearts in need, many souls in need of such warmth and such a blessing. May God bless you, beloved souls. I am your teacher, Augustine. My love for you is great. As we continue to tend this garden of souls, many from my side of life who join you, and many in the spirit world who continue to be drawn to the light that you create together by being God's channels of love. God bless you all, beloved souls. God bless you deeply and keep you in his embrace always. God bless you. Your teacher, Augustine, always by your side, your beloved friend and teacher, who shall indeed continue to care for and guide you on. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.